Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Now, as we've been talking about the Falcons here on the show, Dave Archer is the analyst for Atlanta Falcons. You hear him and Wes Durham. Wes Drewham call the games, and he joined us earlier today. And this is interesting because we all have our opinions about what's happening, what's going on. And we said, okay, Arch, from the perspective of this offense not working right now, okay, it's not working. What is really going on? And we asked him that, and Mike, he started his response with, let's start first with the guy under center. But he expounds on this. Listen to what Dave Archer told us.
Yeah, I think that the thing that you want to look at is, first of all, the operation of the quarterback. Okay, so, I mean, obviously that's where the focal point of this thing is. And Michael didn't play well Sunday. I mean, no Phi Beta Kappa needs to tell you that. So when you dive in, okay, what got him so uncomfortable in the game here? Certainly Carolina didn't do anything from a defensive standpoint that was overly complicated. So what are we doing that's complicating his opportunities to be successful? So the first place you look at is obviously the play and getting the play to him. I know there's been a lot of conversation about communication to the quarterback.
Right.
Why is that paramount? Okay, so I've got a young quarterback that's essentially a third of the way through his rookie season. Okay, if you stay along with me there, he's played six games. So I didn't know whether I was coming or going after six games. So I am sympathizing with Mike in this situation. Okay, so the play comes in, and I get a little bit of the play, whether I can hear the play or not. I'm not sure. I'm a little scattered on that as to whether I can get the play. Okay, the play's coming in at maybe 15, 12 seconds left on the play clock. Okay, or a little before that, because obviously their communication to him cuts off at 15 seconds. So he now is either he only got part of the play and he's got to disseminate in his mind, okay, what's the second half of the play, which he knows, but it's a really wordy system. So I've got to get it out to the players. So if you go into Michael's mind, he's just trying to get people lined up. And this is kind of what I started seeing potentially in this game. Was we were in such a hurry to get to the line of scrimmage with the play being called in the huddle that he gets to the line of scrimmage and he's just trying to get people lined up. It's not that he's processing what the actual call is. He's just trying to get guys on the line of scrimmage.
Okay,
I've got pre-snap movement. I've got to get guys lined up. Guys, somebody's asking a question of where I need to go. I'm trying to get him lined up. And he's not even looking at the defense to decide, okay, is this going to work against this defense? Do I need to can it? Do I change it to the other side? Do I change the protection? Where am I going to manipulate this coverage? Which side of the ball, which side do I look at? That's a young dude, man. It's only played six games in this league trying to go through that process of trying to process the play and not having – he says, screw it. I'll just figure it out when I get the ball in my hands. And that's
right.
What it felt like in
right.
the game because
right.
He's got everybody lined up or thrust the line of scrimmage, got everybody lined up, and now I've got the ball in my hands. Now I've got to figure out what the hell to do with the ball, right? And so in this game is played, at light speed as a for a quarterback when the ball snapped. Normally, and I'm talking about 90% of the time, maybe it's a greater percentage than that, the ball has to come out inside of 3 seconds. He's got to get the ball out, okay? And he's got fire breathers coming at him to try to put him on the ground. So I'm just trying to put the fan in perspective of what Michael's thinking and how you can, and I'm not saying he panicked, but you could tell that there was a little bit of rattledness to him in this game that we hadn't seen prior to. I think that contributes to maybe the lack of some of what we're seeing, lack of execution-wise. Then you double down on that. Okay, how are my routes being run? Are we getting the proper spacing? Are we getting the proper depth on our routes? I'm not seeing that either. I'm seeing guys not with a sense of urgency running the routes that they need to run them with. You can't lollygag off the ball. Again, this game is played at light speed. I need you blowing off the ball. Make them think you're going to run by them and then come back. Create some separation for me. And then your spacing has to be good. If I'm stretching them horizontally down the field, I need a guy blowing the top off. I need the intermediate guy. I need those guys underneath. And they need to be at the proper depth to stretch the defense the proper way. If I'm manipulating them horizontally, I need that spacing from sideline to sideline that creates those holes that I can throw the ball in. If you're not doing that efficiently, you're muddying the water for me as a quarterback. I can't figure out where the hell to go with the ball.
Mm.
So all this stuff, guys, piles together. There's not one guy that's to blame for this kind of stuff. Michael's missed some guys too, guys.
Right. Just gonna
I mean, that's
that.
A real deal. I know Mike's talked about that a little bit. Again this weekend on the opening drive, Kyle Pitts comes clean on a seam route. I know that if you go back and look at the tape, Michael would love to go back and replay that one play. It's probably a 40-yard touchdown right down the pipe. And he missed it because is he being harried because he's rushing to the line of scrimmage because of whatever's going on with the play? Is the spacing incorrect? Are guys asking him questions about where do I line up because they're not listening? All that kind of stuff can contribute to dysfunction on the offense, and that is the proper word that you saw for Sunday was a dysfunctional offense. And it doesn't just go to the offensive coordinator, doesn't just go to the quarterback. It goes to everybody that's lined up that has a bird on the side of their helmet. But having Zach on the sidelines where I can look him face-to-face as a quarterback, and this is something Michael got when he was in college. Again, you're trying to make the young quarterback feel as comfortable as he can. Now he can talk. He can have those intimate conversations. They can look at the pad together. It's not I'm upstairs and he's downstairs and say, hey, do you see this on the pad? I'm pointing at this. They can physically communicate with one another. And then when the play, when your headset cuts out at 15 seconds to talk to the quarterback, I'm on the sideline. If I'm Zach Robinson, I need to get another piece of information to him inside of 15 seconds. I can literally yell it to him on the field. Okay, so there's that intimate conversation that you can have that's face to face, and I think that anybody that has communication in whatever walk of life, when you can see somebody face to face and you can talk to them face to face, that conversation is much more deep and much more felt than somebody talking to you on the phone or talking on a headset.
Agreed. This is why having our offensive coordinator, and those are the words of Dave Archer, analyst for the Atlanta Falcons, having our coordinator on the sidelines should be better. But when you get shut out, you never pass the 30-yard line. Last season, the Panthers gave up the most points in the NFL. And you come out and you do this. It makes everybody wonder, one, about Penix, which completely is understandable, but I feel like we have a better sense of that. I'm not worried about the kid. He's going to grow. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, what is this offense? And what is it going to be and how effective can it be? And that is what has to get fixed this Sunday.
Right. And that's why, you know, the whole interview is online, guys, at odyssey.com. Get the app, man. Use it in your car anywhere you go. But we asked Archie about it. So you got to simplify it. Make this thing. And we're not saying dumb it down. Because Michael, you know, you've heard Michael on the show. It's not like, you know, this is something where he's being overwhelmed. But there are things as Art just laid out.
That's right.
The sequence of events, it's not working. The play's coming in late. There's too much language in the play. Guys don't know where they're supposed to be. Guys aren't where they're supposed to be running their routes. He's not getting the ball out. Look, there's nothing you can blame Zach Robinson or Ike Hilliard when Michael Penix stands for flat foot and throws the ball out in the flat. I mean, that's also just that. And that's the first time he's looked at all like that. So we knew there were going to be some lumps. I didn't expect the Falcons to go undefeated, but I didn't expect us to lose to Carolina 30-0. So you got to tighten this up because we go 1-3 with a bye week is coming. Then it's Buffalo. A couple of guys hit us up on the text line saying Zach Robinson's already been linked to the Oklahoma State job. Now that Mike Gundy, we're going to talk more about that coming up in a little bit. Well, I don't know anything about that, and I hope he's not distracted by it. I can't speak to that. But one thing for sure, we've got to demystify this offense and pronto. And Kyle Pitts has got to be involved.
Yeah, Mike, the college opportunity, and again, we don't know what coaches' aspirations are. And we're talking about not just Zach, period. Like, right. These jobs come about. He played quarterback there, guys. And listen, it would be great. I think it's always an honor when your alma mater calls Mike and says, hey, you're in the coaching business. Would you be interested? But I have to believe that Zach Robinson wants to be in the NFL. Maybe he doesn't. But I can't worry about that. You know what I'm more concerned about? Don't let that be another distraction to take us away from being the best offense that we can be this week and beyond. As long as he's here, I'm expecting 100% and full focus as long as he's our guy. But I understand those rumors being out there with Oklahoma State. It makes total sense.
Well, I mean, like we said, we joked around a couple years ago, long time now. Jim Mora Jr. goes on the radio in Seattle and talked about, well, you know, UW's kind of my dream job, and Arthur Blank's will take it. Get fired. But that's not, again, that's what I just guys heard that, so they were getting a little nervous about that. Look, we know we got some great weapons here. So why weren't you to let
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Guys, we wasted all this first-round draft picks on these stars. To go up there and lay that kind of an egg, that's why Falcon fans are losing their minds. So whether Ike Hilliard was apparently not doing his gig, but last year he was doing his gig, either way, if that's to send a message, or T.J. Yates can do it better. You know, Ron knows where this is at, Carl. We said it earlier. You got to fix it. Then on top of all that, if we all do our job and play well, we have no guarantee we can make extra points.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.